How long are you in business now?
Man, I'm business since I was born.
Yeah, but officially.
No, officially, if you talk about Circulus, which is our marketing and design agency, mm-hmm. we started out a couple of months ago. Me and Sebastian, we met in Rotterdam almost 5 years ago, and I immediately saw his talent. And for me, as a salesman / entrepreneurial soul, I really love to see this kind of talents and trying to monetize. What is monetize? Because nowadays people hate these words, you know. But it's just about find the people that need this motherfucker, you know. Find these people that need this guy, his services, his skills, and his mind. And then, you know, try to get a match like we're doing today, you know. Just mm-hmm. shooting more marketing for your business, your existing business. So you also have more sales. You also help other people, which mm-hmm. is what is selling. You're just helping people.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And you're before that, because you probably say you are already, since you were born, you were entrepreneurial. Mm-hmm. What did you do?
No, before? I mean, I always like to arrange my way, you know, for myself. So I'm really trying to be valuable in so many aspects. I really don't like to put myself in a box. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm getting money from personal training, from marketing, from English teaching,
many things,
and at the beginning, especially when you're in your 20s, I think that's the most important thing, to really try as many things as possible yeah. and make your bread out of it, because
that's really nice that you mentioned that, you know. And in the same day, I did the same when I started my coaching business, like almost 15 years ago. Actually, talking about 15 years ago, but actually it's like about 13 years now that I'm really mm-hmm. into doing
it. Coaching, yeah.
And I was thinking, trying out.
How old were you back then?
I was 26.
26.
Well, actually, when I started thinking about it, was around 22, 23.
Yeah.
But 26 when I really started.
Yeah.
And it's really lovely that you can try out stuff. I even did like mystery shopping, you know?
Mystery shopping.
And then giving an advice to an organization.
What's that?
That's basically you go in as a customer somewhere
uh-huh.
in a shop, and then the salespeople or the people from the shop, they have to provide you service. And I tried to sell that as a coaching as a coaching gig.
Yeah.
Because I also say like, hey, this is what you can do. This is what they can do. And like all these tips that they already that the youngsters needed to do, because they were all students, and I was actually finishing my studies around that time.
Uh-huh.
So I looked similar. I looked really in their category. So that's why they hired me.
Yeah.
And it was really, really fun thing, good experience. An experience that I won't do ever again,
mm-hmm.
because it was a lot of traveling for a low pay.
Low pay, yeah.
And yeah, that if I look back at it, it was a fun time.
Yeah.
Eventually I started developing, okay, what type of clients do I want to have? I kept on asking, okay, what type of people that I want to help? In the beginning, I branded myself as like, I'm the person that helps young professionals. That people who are studying and that have their starts in their careers. And one thing I found out back then is that they rather pay like 150 euros for beer instead of 150 euros for things that is way more valuable than that one night. So I had to let that go. So, and then I needed to switch.
Yeah.
And it's the same with martial arts, you know, like sometimes you have one movement that you really want to learn, really want to think like, hey, that's a nice thing, you know, when you see the action movie, like the turning kicks and the high kicks and like the Jean-Claude for them split kicks. I still cannot do that one, but it's still on my list.
Yeah.
But I'm actually found out that if I go back, what I needed to do is work on my basics. Okay, how do I stand? How do I stand strong? Do I believe in my movements? And the same as, do I believe in my products, in my services that I sell? And since that went on, in that combination, I used actually the way of martial arts thinking. Like Bruce Lee said once, I'm afraid of one person, of the person that they said practice one kick 10,000 times. There's somebody that can do 10,000 different kicks.
Sure.
And I started diminishing or actually focusing more. What is really important for my basics? What is important for basic as a coach or as a trainer? Now I'm actually with you guys, I'm rebranding as a speaker. Which I've already done multiple times over, but just on the side. And this is something that I found out, okay, this is part of the basic. What do I need to do in order to become a greater speaker? It's not about, it is about content, a lot of content, It's about creating value for people. And it's also believing that what you're selling or what you're sharing is valuable. And there are some more points that in the basics, but these four are already a beginning, because next to that, you have a network that you need, because you can speak very well on the camera, but if you don't put it out there, if you don't talk to people like that, you want to speak more about a topic of, in this case, mindset and martial arts. If you don't talk about to the people that need to listen, for example, the entrepreneurs that I'm focusing on, then you don't have anything. So there are several layers that you need to go through. Some people do it in different order. Some people already start speaking without knowing who their customer is. Some people have their product really settled out, the service, the talks, all the content, and then they start searching for clients, and then it happens or it doesn't happen. And they found out that they have a different, that they need to have a different client structure,
yeah,
or clientele they want to focus on.
Yeah. How many clients have you helped so far in your career?
If I talk about trainings, I think I've seen a few hundred thousand people in front of me, yeah, like sharing
100,000,
more than 100,000. But it still feels little, because I have, like, my personal goal, yeah, is to have at least seen 10 million people. And I thought of that number when I started actually dreaming about business. That was more than 15 years ago. Like, I would be seen. I want to help at least 10,000 people. I want to be in front of 10,000 people, to 10 million people. Not knowing that's actually more easier now than back then. Because you can do a lot of things also online.
How many people have you actually coached one-on-one?
One-on-one? I think almost 1,000.
1,000 people?
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, because I do this already for some time. And sometimes you have a lot of people.
What's the motivation behind it? Like, because if you need to do something 1,000 times, you're already
the same. The same as you talked about your companion, Sebastian, is that I actually see talent.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, yeah, let's get this talent out. Let's see where it can take you if you start believing in yourself, if you start showing more self-confidence.
It's really important to believe.
Yeah. And that you also have give people like some tools, some basic tools, so that they can work on their basics.
So many people are so affected by society and they are brought down. Therefore, they don't even know why their confidence is so low,
mm-hmm,
but most of it sits in their subconscious mind. Can you tell a little bit about the importance of the subconscious mind into your self-confidence, or how do you perceive yourself?
If I'm going to say every day to you, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, you're an idiot, every day, at some point you will believe that you're an idiot. Without knowing
why.
Why? Because there's no reason behind it. It is something that your subconscious mind started believing. And it's with all the experience that we have. For example, people nickname me for the coach. But I don't feel like a coach, for example. Because I also give advice. I also like to share, like, hey, I really disagree with you. And so I'm not into the box of coaching. And I'm on purpose. But there's also a thing like, hey, I'm not a good speaker. I thought that for many years, for many, many years,
mm-hmm,
until somebody said like, hey, start sharing and stop speaking, start sharing. And then suddenly I could talk for hours and hours and hours and hours. And by just changing that belief, that subconscious belief, by changing the words that you use, and in neurolinguistic programming, these things come back. But also in training yourself, getting the right people around you, like, hey, there's something you're good at. Because our brain does not understand jokes from real or for fake. For example, sometimes I make a joke, I'm big. I know I'm big, but I use it now in the sense like, hey, I'm big, so I can do things. And not I'm big, and it limits me. And those are the things that, what words are you talking to yourself? What words are other people saying to you? And your mind will start believing at some point. So your subconscious mind is actually steering you then in the direction you either want to go or don't want to go.
And what's the most practical, just guys, this is the most practical exercise for improving your subconscious mind.
Basically, tell yourself a different story. Like, hey.
So people write down their story.
For example.
First thing in the morning, before night, what's your advice? Practical.
Morning and night. Morning, because you might wake up like, hey, I'm going to search for what I need to do. So focus on yourself like, hey, I'm doing it from a good attitude. because you can always write down a good attitude and other things that comes along. And you will go to bed like, hey, thanks for the day. Things went good or bad, doesn't matter, but I'm going to bed with a good attitude. If you write only these words down, you already start changing. Practically, even more, is gratefulness. If you start from the perspective of gratefulness, morning and night, you always be in a good mindset.
Gratefulness.
Because you can also be, I always like to say it really badly, if you went to the bathroom and you did a good number two, and it felt so good, memorize that. Like, be grateful for that you can do that. Or even if a lot of bad things happen, it's like, hey, I still can breathe. I still can think. I still can whatever, fill it in. These are the most practical ones that actually help me to stay ahead of the game.
That's great. That's really insights. Really, I will start doing this, write down how do I want to influence myself, because it takes time, right? How long does it actually take?
Depends. Depends on how quick you want to change.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you decide, okay, now I'm going to change.
For
now
example,
I've decided.
I always wanted to do a backflip, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was my biggest dream for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember all last year, every time I was writing down my goal was backflip.
Yeah.
Even though I was not training that much for backflip. Mm-hmm. But then I went to Brazil, and in 1 month time, one week time, I already landed my first backflip, you know,
yeah.
Just because my body was prepared, because my mind knew already what needs to be done, you know?
Yeah, that's also a martial arts perspective, because in martial arts, you get a lot of punches, kicks. With capoeira, you actually extend yourself with difficult things that people say, like, hey, or you're heavy, or mm-hmm. Or you're tall, you cannot do it.
Yeah.
Or you should not be able to do it.
Yeah.
Well, you immediately change the program because your mind can basically feel, let your body feel. For example, if I feel sad, what happens? My body will automatically adjust. If you say like, hey, I want a backflip, or I can do a backflip, even though not having any proof or whatsoever, first in the beginning, your mind will say like, hey, MF, you're lying. I don't believe you. And then you are going to create proof. Like, okay, you're going to visualize, you're going to train already in your mind's eye, that you see like, hey, I say purposely mind's eye, because you can really see yourself doing the movement.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can even see the process, like how you're guided. And if you do it correctly, it's done.
Let's go for the last question. So what's the difference between core the coach in day one and day, I don't know, 4,000, something like that, 4,000 or 5,000?
That's 10 years later, yeah. Where do you want me to start? Because it should be a short answer, right?
Short answer. I can start with this.
180 degrees. In the beginning, I was like focused, like, okay, I can do coaching. I can help people. Nice. And yeah, I can earn. I was not even focusing on the money at all. But that didn't brought me anything, because I was helping because of the fear that I had of other people. And not searching for the people that actually want to be helped. And if I look now, I'm sharing stuff. And now with the social media, it even went 10, 100-fold. It can go even faster than that. It's way easier to share value. And then people that who are matching your energy or matching what you like, what you're doing, are easily coming in more. So instead of pushing, I just start sharing.
Uh-huh.
Keep on sharing, as I mentioned again, right? Instead of speaking, start sharing. And from that perspective, I turned completely around. Like,
How is your vision different right now? You see things clearer?
Definitely. If I know I can help people, I mention that. But I let them decide if they want to be helped. But in the past, I would try to convince them, like, yeah, you should hire me, because no, it's mm-hmm. up to them.
Yeah.
It's really up to them, because that's for me important. People need to make their own choices. We are beautiful beings with a lot of potential, and most people use less than 1%. Less than 1% of what they actually can do.
So, just to finish up, the last quote, you mentioned Bruce Lee. So Bruce Lee, before starting Jeet Kune Do, he said, a punch for me was just a punch and a kick was just a kick. When I started learning Jeet Kune Do, a punch was way more than a punch and a kick was way more than a kick.
Yeah.
So really happy to see that the vision got clearer. So really, patience, determination, put yourself your value and start sharing whatever you can help people with.
Definitely.
For the coach, thanks again.
Thanks.